Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Mr. Modi will also take part in major development programs and diplomatic engagements across Rajkot, Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday in the coastal town of Veraval in Gir Somnath district. The event marks 1,000 years since the first attack on the Somnath Temple in 1026 AD by Mahmud of Ghazni. This year's celebrations also coincide with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the inauguration of the restored temple in 1951. The Prime Minister will reach Somnath this evening and participate in Omkar Mantra chanting at the Somnath Temple. He will also view a drone show at the temple. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will take part in Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession organized to honor the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath Temple over centuries. Chief of Defense Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan has said, Pakistan's hurried military and constitutional restructuring after Operation Sindoor was a tacit admission of a serious shortcomings exposed during the conflict. General Chauhan was speaking at the Pune Public Policy Festival yesterday. Addressing a session on technology and national security, the CDS said that Operation Sindoor, launched in May last year after the terror attack in April, forced Pakistan to carry out constitutional amendments, which is an acknowledgement that everything did not go well for the neighboring nation. General Chauhan said, Operation Sindoor is only on pause. The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 28th of this month and will continue till the 2nd of April. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, the first phase of the budget session will conclude on the 13th of February. He said Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of March. Mr. Rijiju said that it is a vital step towards meaningful debate and people-centric governance. The minister informed that on the recommendation of the central government, President Draupadi Murmu has approved the summoning of both the Houses of Parliament for the budget session 2026. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Indian Railways is well positioned to set global benchmark and play a key role in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. Mr. Vaishnav was speaking after presenting the 70th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 to 100 railway officials and awarding 26 shields to the best performing railway zones in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said, Indian Railways has set 6 new resolutions for 2026. These include carrying out systemic reforms in 52 weeks, using technology and artificial intelligence to improve reliability and productivity, upgrading maintenance standards, strengthening safety and moving away from a colonial mindset. In Himachal Pradesh, 14 people died and 33 others were injured in an accident involving a private bus near Haripurdhar, a remote area of Sirmaur district yesterday. The bus was on its way from Solan to Haripurdhar. The injured have been referred to IGMC Shimla for treatment. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu has directed the Sirmaur District Administration to provide all possible assistance to the families of the deceased and injured passengers and to ensure the best possible medical treatment. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President CP Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives due to a bus mishap in Sirmaur. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia for the victims. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees will be given to the next of the kin of each deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face China's Wang Ziyi in the semi-finals of the Malaysia Open Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur today. Sindhu advanced to the semi-finals after her opponent, Akane Yamaguchi of Japan, retired due to injury. In the quarter-finals, Sindhu took the opening game 21-11 before her three-time world champion opponent, who was wearing a knee brace, decided to pull out of the match. Meanwhile, India's ace men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty bowed out of the tournament after losing to the Indonesian pair. And that is the end of this news bulletin.